Elissa Walker-Campbell back inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show right here in Houston, Texas. And as promised, it is time for some NBA news and notes. We are going to specifically zero in on the Dallas Mavericks for a mid-season report. It's such a pleasure to have back with us tonight the Dallas Mavericks Spanish play-by-play radio announcer, the great Victor Villalba. ¿Cómo está? I have to wonder, I'm a little dangerous with my Spanish. Un poco cansada? Are you a little tired, a little road weary? Because you guys have been hitting it hard. You were here in Houston last Sunday, and you had back-to-back games against the Lakers and Golden State on Wednesday night.
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, the Nets just right around the corner now. And, you know, it's been interesting because there was a game home and then off for three games and a game home again, off for three games. And, you know, these road trips continue. But it seems like for the rest of the month of February, March, and the end of the season, there's maybe one more three-game road trip. But it's been pretty interesting lately.
Well, the Dallas Mavericks, they currently stand sixth in the Western Conference standings. So give us your analysis, Victor, and a midseason report on how the first half of the season played out.
Well, you know, it's really a determinant that the Dallas Mavericks are a team that basically are what they are at this point. You know, fifth seed, sixth seed, certainly not one of the top four teams in the West, but certainly not one of the bottom feeders of the West either. So they're basically where you think they would have been at the beginning of the season. Maybe they've overachieved a little bit, taking consideration that there were a few question marks at the beginning of the season. One was, of course, you know, Deron Williams. How long was he going to last from the standpoint of he's coming off a few injuries with the Nets? Chandler Parsons as well. How long was he going to be under this minute reprieve? And then Wesley Matthews. So there were a few question marks, but certainly the Dallas Mavericks at this juncture are a playoff team. But just how far, how deep can they go in the playoffs? That's the good question.
Absolutely. That is one of the questions. We are going one-on-one with Victor Villalba, Dallas Mavericks Spanish play-by-play radio voice, right here tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us online at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and twice is always nice. You can go to our podcast. That is podcastarena.com. Click on the Yahoo Sports Radio tab. You know, the Dallas Mavericks, they certainly have a dynamic owner in Mark Cuban, and I think, Victor, that Mark Cuban, you know, summarized it best, saying that the Mavericks have played up to good teams and they've played down to bad teams. So would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it that the Dallas Mavericks, I mean, look at a few days ago, the game against the Lakers. You know, the Lakers had 9 wins, the Mavericks had 26 wins. They go into Staples Center with the idea that, you know, hey, they really should blow this young team out. I mean, Kobe was not even going to play that night. And the fact is that you know, they were a three-pointer away from Julius Randle, three-pointer away with 2 seconds left from losing the game. And that basically demonstrates that in sports, you have to have a personality. You have to be known for something. You have to be known for being explosive, athletic, half of the court, quick, whatever it is that any sort of adjective you want to give to a particular sports team, you have to have something that denominates who you are. And in this case, the Dallas Mavericks are a team that go to the court and you're not really sure what you're getting that day. You're not really sure who's the one that's going to be carrying the torch. And that's the kind of situation that happens with this Dallas Mavericks team.
You know, the Dallas Mavericks last year, they finished 50-32, seventh in the Western Conference. So you had kind of highlighted this a little bit earlier. I mean, how deep of a run can the Mavericks ultimately make?
Well, it depends on how they get to the playoffs, you know, when they do get to the playoffs. I really feel in my heart of hearts, you know, being with the team and following the team, that this is a playoff team. But just where are they as far as playoffs are concerned? Is it 5, 6, 7, or is it even 8? And once that occurs, are they peaking? And because you know, the fact is that any team that gets into the playoffs, any team that gets into the tournament, as Bill Parcells used to say, I mean, it really depends what direction you're going in. Is the team peaking at that time? Because, I mean, let's remember in 2011, even George Karl said, "Hey, I'll take the Mavericks," when he was the head coach of the Denver Nuggets.
Denver,
I'll take the Mavericks. And really, at that point, the Mavericks were peaking, and then they they did something that completely unexpected. They not because they didn't think they could do it, but really the NBA world, they swept the Lakers in four games, and they couldn't even stand a second to celebrate that sweep because they were on to the conference finals. So it really depends what sort of situation they come in. But really, I mean, if you're a betting person, and which I'm not really a betting person, but if you are, I mean, it's hard to say that the Mavericks are going to make the conference championship.
Well, they're a hard team to figure out at times, but they can be very, very dangerous. I mean, you look at how they have proven at times that they can beat the best. Okay, Golden State, yeah, they didn't have Steph Curry with them. The Clippers, Houston, and Chicago. I mean, you've got to be prepared on any given night if you're going to go eye-to-eye and toe-to-toe with the Dallas Mavs.
Yeah, and see, every time they've done that, someone has stepped up. Someone has really done a particular yeoman's job, and really this team really has to demonstrate that they can all pitch in at the same time, that it's not just one individual that's going to take them over the hump. And the fact is that if the team hopes to make the playoffs and make a run, they have to come together at a certain moment where everybody's contributing. Deron Williams is contributing. Wesley Matthews is contributing on defense, but also on offense. You know, Chandler Parsons is confident. He's not just making that fake from outside the three-point line. He's actually making those shots, shooting with confidence, attacking the rim. They need Devin Harris back because Devin brings a certain dynamic to the team. When he's in, you don't know if he's going to attack the board or he's going to dish or shoot. I mean, there's just different things that this Maverick team needs. And then also, you need to solidify that situation with Sasa Pachulia. And Sasa, you know, in this last road trip, now at home playing the Nets and then playing, of course, the Suns and then taking to Atlanta this last road trip, Sasa was out a couple games. So, I mean, you really need each one of these playing parts because these cogs are the one that make the actual machine work.
Hey, we're going to highlight Zaza Pachulia here momentarily. Dallas Mavericks Spanish play-by-play radio announcer Victor V. Alba, he is amazing to listen to, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. And as I hear you talk about the Mavericks, you know, it seems like inconsistency has been a repetitive theme. It kind of seems to be the identity of this team so far. So how do you resolve that? I mean, what's the prescription to this problem?
That's the resolution that everybody in sports wants. I mean, you're talking baseball, basketball, football, soccer, hockey, tennis, ping pong. Everybody wants to have consistency. So it's one of those difficult things to be able to attain a consistency where you're like looking like the Golden State Warriors. The other night, Golden State seemed to get on the court and just kind of say, okay, well, let's go. And at the beginning, a few days ago, Steph Curry didn't really have a very good start, but there just seemed to be a confidence that he would get it together. But then Clay Thompson stepped in and had 40 some odd points at the end of the day, hitting from long distance. I mean, And that is just confidence, knowing that it's there, that you're going to have it, that you're not looking for it. It just needs to surface. And that's one of the things that the Mavericks, you just wonder who is going to surface. But also from the standpoint of the Dallas Mavericks, they just need to have several guys at the same time really contributing. It just can't be one person.
Dallas Mavericks Spanish radio play-by-play announcer Victor Villalba is with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to step aside for a quick timeout and take a listen to Victor Villalba on one of his broadcasts.
J.J. Barea flota para Wesley Matthews. Ese hace el propio con Dirk Nowitzki. Espalda al tablero, 1-1 con Dante Cunningham. La finta llega y conecta. Le hizo la finta. Se agachó Dirk y de cucharita en la sombra del tablero. 84-75. Y ahora sí, el respetable celebrando en grande.